Jake Edwards was married to Beck Zemek on Married at First Sight, and last night there were some revelations which rocked Australia. Like Jake, have you recovered from the revelations last night?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Hughesy, we need to get you on as an expert on the show next year, mate. Move along, Adriana. Get you on.
This is... Now we're talking. Now, I'll pay to be on that show, to be honest.
Oh, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely.
He can afford to pay, too. He's got a lot of money, Jake.
Yeah.
Yes, I can imagine. I can imagine.
No, but, I don't have that much.
I'm going okay, guys. I'm not too bad. I haven't watched the episode in 4 weeks, so I'm only hearing from other people at the moment.
Let's play the moment. No, your wife had a crook dog, went home to look after a crook dog, and then this happened.
Okay, I'll come clean. My dog needed transporting, and I reached out to an old Vern who actually took Oscar to the clinic for me. And when I seen him, emotion kind of sparked with us, and we did. We shared a kiss.
No.
There's nothing that brings out the romance more than a crook dog.
I reckon.
Had you, over the journey, had you comforted her about her sick puppy, Jake?
Not until I found out right at the very end, before she went home, that I found out her dog was sick, yeah.
Is that hurtful for you to hear, Jake, or do you genuinely not care anymore?
No, Brent.
Genuinely don't care. Yeah, to be honest. Look, I'd be lying if I said that it hasn't impacted me, leaving the experiment till this day. I haven't spoken to Beck. She's reached out a couple of times, but I just feel that there's no need to go down that path and communicate what her behaviour was and just move on. I hope she finds whatever she's looking for.
Well, what did she say when she reached out? So she just wants to kind of make things right, or?
Yeah, I believe so. She reached out kind of a couple of days afterwards and just sent me a message, which, you know, didn't really make much sense to me, and I didn't feel the need to respond. And she reached out when filming had started, the show had started airing, just for a bit of kind of, I guess, comfort. And I just wasn't willing to accept it.
Yeah. No dice.
But, you know, can I say, you know, what happened between you and her is your business, I believe, and there was no need for it to be broadcast.
Short episode.
You know the premise of the show, bro, right? You get that, right?
I get it.
But
though,
you know what? Luckily, you've turned, you know, what was a dark cloud into a silver lining, because you are now dating Gold Coast personal trainer Sophie, who was a fan of the show and fell in love with you while watching you on the show. Is that right, Jake?
Yeah, Sophie and I are together, which is great. It's been very difficult few weeks being able to keep that private. I mean, it's the best worst kept secret in Australia, to be honest. I'm very blessed to have her in my life. And to be honest, if I didn't have her, I don't know where I'd be mentally, to be honest. It's been an extremely difficult few weeks. And just coming to the end right now, it's just nice for her and I to be normal now, which is going to be exciting. So, yeah, really good.
But do we know what happened to the dog, Jake? Do we know? Because
we
don't know. Okay, because in that grab, she said, "When I seen him, we shared a kiss." Now, is she still seeing him, and is the dog okay?
No, I'm going to say something here, Jake, to speak to my own professionalism and my own humanity. I asked one of our producers, I asked all our producers off air before we had you on, I said, "Is the dog okay?" And the word I got back was, "The dog's fine." So is that still the word?
Was the dog even
I believe
sick?
So. I do believe so. Look, from what she told me after when she came back, the dog was going to be fine.
What was wrong with it?
Might have just had a furball or something.
A regular heartbeat.
I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah, I'm not too sure, guys. I couldn't answer on her behalf.
It's not Jake's question.
Who cares? Exactly. Hey, Jake.
No,
who cares?
I don't mean that in that way. I love animals. You guys know there's no one more passionate about four-legged friends. Yeah.
And I found out one of my dogs has an irregular heartbeat.
Well, you better get back down there.
I don't reckon Beck's going to help.
Yeah, but anyway, so Jake, good luck with Sophie. All right, so
thank you.
What would you say to people, Jake, who might want to go unmarried next year? Like,
I get asked that a lot. If you had asked me, Aaron, probably 8 weeks ago, it would have been really encouraging. My experience on the show, obviously aside from how it all worked out in the end, like, I met some great people. I got some great mates. And the experience was nothing like I've ever had before. But I'd probably strongly encourage that the mental side of it is the hardest thing to ever endure. The filming and the airing isn't bad. It's everything else that comes along with it. It's the gossiping, it's the articles, it's everything else. It's unbearable and it's relentless.
But that is the show. That is the show, Jake. But also, can we just, it's true that Sophie was a fan of the show and she spotted you because of the TV show. And this is a woman you may end up spending the rest of your life with. Is that a fair statement?
It's actually not accurate.
That's what it says on my sheet.
What do you mean?
She wasn't a fan of the show or not?
No, God, no. Sophie doesn't watch TV. No, she wouldn't even, she had no idea that I was even on the show to begin with. She actually spoke to a friend of hers that she was working with at the time.
Yeah.
Who mentioned about myself and that, and then she reached out from there. So. It had nothing to do with the show. I can guarantee you that.
Well, that's lucky.
I've actually misread my sheet wrong, here. Yeah, on my sheet, it says a fan of the show spotted Jake in the PT's Instagram. I thought she was the fan of the show.
Nah, there you go.
She's absolutely beautiful, Jake. So happy for you, lovely. You take care, and we'll speak soon.
Keep smiling, mate. Keep smiling.